This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
Alice's morning show, everybody. Hello. Thanks for listening. Oh, my God.
You're going to be okay.
I think I'm going to survive, Vin.
I'm over here diagnosing Sarah's eye problems.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're okay. You look good.
Thanks. I feel a lot less self-conscious about it. There's a lot less red.
Yeah.
I know.
It looks good. Did you leave here yesterday and go to Michael's with your boys?
I did.
Good for you.
Well, I actually only went with one boy, my husband. So my other kid, one of them was like, I'm in bed still.
In bed at what time?
I don't know, 10:30. Rat.
Is that good parents?
Well, whatever, it's summertime. I don't care. And they're teenagers. Oh my God, when I was a teenager, I swear to God, I would sleep until 4 p.m., get up, eat dinner with my family, get ready, go out, party all night.
And repeat.
Right. But so I asked them both, and my older son was up already. And he's like, no, I just got up. I don't want to. And I'm like, to both of them, I'm like, shall I get you something? Would you like something? Well, I'm there. No, it's all right. Thanks. So I go, and I'm there, and I'm thinking to myself, I should get them each a sandwich.
Why?
Because I know them better than they know themselves.
You don't just say to them, sit on it, punk.
No. I mean, I should have bought them sandwiches, because as soon as I got home, my other son goes, I'm going to go to Michael's. I'm like, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, like ever since you left, I've been thinking about it. I'm like, why didn't you text me? It's like, I knew I should have got you guys sandwiches.
Bad parenting.
That's what I said
earlier. Which part's bad parenting?
I just sat down.
100%. I just think they're bad kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they're just terrible children.
They are. They're so spoiled, entitled little.
They are. Oh my God.
DBs.
Here's my lunch story.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Did you spend it in your car?
Well.
Did you eat it downstairs in the garage?
Oh.
did you tell her you saw me? So I'm here.
Yeah.
And I have to go. I have an appointment at noon in Golden Gate Park.
Right. So we're all picking up our wristbands.
Outside lens. Yeah.
So I walk down to
the American Grilled Cheese Company.
No,
Mixed Greens.
Sorry, I was thinking mint. It's something. Anyway, it's Mixed Greens. I go and I get there a little early. They're like, no.
Are you all right?
I'm waiting outside.
Open.
Exactly right.
What time do they open? 11:30?
They open at 10:30.
Oh, 10:30.
I'm waiting outside, so I get my salad. I pick out my things. She's like, you're going over. I'm all, it's okay. I have a dollar. Like, I just ordered all the stuff. Yeah. It was going to be so good. So I get it. And I walk it back to the station. And
yeah.
I get in my car. That's when I saw Bryn.
Uh-huh. It's like way later. I'm like, what are you doing here right now? As I'm leaving.
I just secured my lunch. Now I got to get out of here. So I head out and I'm thinking, I know what I'll do. I'll go out to the park.
Yeah.
And I'll eat my salad in the park.
What a lovely thing to do. What a nice day that'll be.
You would think.
What a great date for myself.
Yes. Were the homeless there waiting for you?
No.
Asking for bites?
I'm driving.
Can I have a bite? Yeah. Can I have another bite?
I put my little briefcase down. I put my salad down. Driving through the city. And I've got my little... I know where everything is in this city, and yet I feel I must set the
yep, your little
thingy
GPS.
To give me directions.
Yeah.
For whatever.
I'm with you.
So
yeah.
I'm snaking through the city. It's, you know, it goes left. All right.
Uh-oh. Where'd you land
up? No, it gets me there, but I'm going down Fulton. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on my way. I'm almost there.
Almost there.
And this guy, God damn it. If city driving isn't just...
Oh, no.
This guy... I'm coming.
I'm predicting the salad ended up all over everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm driving down Fulton. I'm doing the speed limit. I got nowhere to be. I'm just going to eat my lunch in the park and wait for my noon appointment.
La-di-da-di-da.
This guy pulls out. So what is that? Any one of those cross streets to get down to, mm-hmm. onto Fulton. You know, there's a million of them all the way down to the beach. There's no way he's coming out on the either side. There's cars coming both directions. But he pulls out in front of me anyway, and I have to stop short. And my salad just goes boom to the floorboard. And I'm on the horn, and I'm looking at the guy, and he's like, oops, and puts it in reverse and backs up like there's no way he couldn't. The other side wasn't going to let him in either. There's no clear way out. I don't know what you were thinking.
That sucks.
Well, it did suck, but I ate it anyway.
So, all
you picked it up.
I had
to.
That was the lunch that I. So I'm like,
you just paid $20 for that salad.
I did,
no doubt.
So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna. So I just leave it, and I'm like, I'll do surgery on the salad when I get there.
They just lay on the seat and pick up the pieces that don't have like floor crud on them.
It was right. It was the whole thing was on the floor and the cap had come off.
He just goes to the other side, gets his fork and just starts picking
eating.
Off the mat.
Right.
I was able to get most of it And then I'm looking at some that's on some, you know, there's like the salad on the floor and then there's the salad on the salad. I'm like, that is still good. I'm getting you too. So most of my salad was
just the bottom
edible.
Layer
right.
was no good.
And I figured, you know what, that no one's been in my car since like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Totally fine.
There's no bed bugs down there. Right?
Right. Well, I don't think cars have bed bugs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying
I'd be afraid of I don't care about feet. I care about hair. Like, my hair goes everywhere.
Right.
I'd be like, oh god, that's my own hair and I'm grossed out by it.
Hair doesn't
that's
bother
true.
Me that much.
Ugh. You know what? Well, maybe your boys, I don't know.
What?
I live with two girls who have long hair and that stuff's
it's everywhere.
Everywhere. Sometimes I find it in my butt crack. How'd it get in there?
It just goes where it's warm.
Just like crawls in
it
that
likes
way.
The comfy. The
hair climbs into where it's warm.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, sometimes it'll be in the shower, just gets splashed up and like it's in your butt.
I have no idea. Yeah. Or I think it's in the laundry or...
Yeah,
on the floor, possible. It's everywhere.
It's just there. It's around.
It is.
I don't think I had any hair. Okay there. I think the last person in the car was my friend Brian, so I may have eaten some of his feet, Smeg.
I mean, let's hope he didn't step in any dog poo or anything.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway.
Oh, floor food.
Well, that's a good story.
It's
a good story for us today. It's a terrible, terrible, like, it's so sad. Like, when you're just trying to have a day and go and have yourself a little picnic in the Golden Gate Park and, you know, step out of the ordinary and some dude just pulls in front of you, just like, turns your day upside down.
Like, the guy had,
and
this
your
is
salad.
The thing, I mean, I get it. City driving is hairball, it's gnarly, it's, you know, sometimes you
got your salad tossed.
You gotta go for
you
it.
You did. Oh, hon.
I hope
they didn't get that hair in their mouth.
The one
that's in your cheek.
It's not still there. I got it out.
Did you?
I shower like every day.
Well, he was looking
every
for
day?
It.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, if I was bald, I would shower every day.
Day,
too.
You wouldn't have to worry about
this
whole thing on your head.
Lovely to just hop in the shower whenever I'd probably take four a day. Be like, I can get in there for
no,
5 seconds.
No, you wouldn't.
It's great. Freshen up, get that hair out of my butt crack.
You're right. I got it.
Damn it.
Anyway, I get it's gnarly city driving and stuff, and sometimes you got to go for it. But this guy had no chance.
Yeah.
All he did was throw my salad on the floor. Mm-hmm. There was no way he was going to make it. He just screwed up the people in my lane. The other lane was full. He was never going to be able to cross and go left. Never.
Just had to be you.
The
had
only way he was going
to
get
you.
To go was go right. But he didn't go right. He pulled straight out and then was like, oh, whoops, so sorry. And I'm looking at my salad going, why you?
510. Vinny, you won't sleep on clean sheets at a hotel, but you'll eat salad off the floor of your car.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you not hear the story?
Yeah, 510.
I walked eight blocks to get to my salad.
It
I walked
is a long
it back
walk
here.
To mixed greens.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I didn't even barely talk to my friend Bryn. I'm like, hi, Bryn, gotta go. You know, I'm like, geez, I've got to get out to the park. Eat.
Yep.
All that to have it land on the floor. You think I was just going to walk away from it?
Mm-mm.
No way.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Besides, there's nowhere to eat out there.
You got your passes, though, yeah?
Yes, but, like,
how
you know.
How is that easy?
Out the, yeah, it's super easy, no problem. Yeah. Yeah, there's no restaurants out there, really. I mean, they're all little, like, corner spots that you
where
just,
there's
you'd
no parking.
To know. Right.
Yeah.
Know
oh,
that,
yeah.
Too. Right.
No parking.
Mm.
Someone says, had a great time seeing Rick Springfield and Loverboy last night at Mountain Winery. They
oh,
still got it.
Should
oh.
we hear about the Thunder Down Under?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
Oh, you went
God.
To that last night?
That's crazy.
We didn't I even did. Talk about that once yesterday. I forgot all of, I had so many things going on in my life.
And your kids. And your kids.
Whatever. I
it was, don't care
is
about
is it
them.
The sandwich thing?
yes.
Let's hear about the Thunder.
Oh, it was so good.
What time were you up
to? Did you see any wieners?
No.
Did you get mushroom slapped?
No.
Did you get mushroom
And in
bumped?
Fact, anytime they came in the audience... I went this way. I went, oh, God.
What?
You didn't lean forward?
I didn't want them coming to me.
Why?
Because I don't want that around me.
You don't want what around you?
Finally, the appropriate
want,
time to play that.
Bumpy parts.
I just didn't want any.
Turn it up.
Yeah, I didn't want anyone touching me.
You, want
you didn't want any crotch face contact.
No,
you get any of that?
I didn't.
So I'm told, because I've never really been a strip club guy, and I love naked ladies, so that's it's weird that yeah. I don't. But I just feel creepy in an audience of dudes staring all
with
half boners, like
right?
watching these women, whatever. So I'm not into it. But I guess the deal is you get worked up and go home and give it to your person.
Oh, is
like,
that?
That's the
is
deal?
That the deal?
Well, unless, of course, you.
I thought the whole reason you were there is because you don't get it from your person.
Oh, really?
I thought that would be one reason to go. I don't know.
I don't
like
know.
Like, if I'm getting
I don't
it at
really
home
feel
all
that
the time.
Way. I think you're there to have fun, have a good time, and smile and drink.
And take some chick in a back private room, right? Isn't that?
No, I don't know about that, but.
Were any of the girls brought on stage? Any of them get,
she
like.
She would know.
Lapped yeah, in? Anything happen? Anything fun and wild and crazy like you see in the movies?
For
like
once.
In Magic
did
Mike?
It, did a lady have to sit on a chair and two crotches just bumped her head
yeah.
back and forth?
No. Yeah,
for
like
I didn't see any of that. And honestly.
That's fun. Yeah. Did that happen?
I didn't see that. I only stayed like when they started around 8, I only stayed an hour.
Because okay.
I had to go home and go
well,
to bed.
Yeah. So did you get a nap yesterday and everything?
I did.
Oh, good.
I took my clothes. I got home, took my clothes off,
mm.
and just climbed
clothes.
Into bed.
Let's see what
take
you
my
got.
Clothes off,
take
see what I got.
Yeah.
Did you look in the mirror for a while before you got in bed?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went, oh, what happened?
No, you didn't.
Get out of here.
Stop
oh,
it.
But that's what I need to do is take my clothes off, all off, and then climb into bed, set my alarm, and I slept.
Totally naked, no
about 3 hours. Yeah, I just...
No bra?
Had to get in.
No bra?
Nothing.
You just let everything flop
in.
Around?
Where
everything
was the
flopped
dog?
Around.
Where's Sarah? The dog?
The dog is right there next to me.
Where does she sleep? Like,
mostly on top of me.
Oh.
Yeah.
On top of what?
Her boobs.
Your dog,
she,
that dog's
she likes
like,
to get between on, them. Do you just put gets, a hot dog
she likes
boobs?
To get in between my legs. And then I open up the shutters for her and she looks out the window.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Open up the shutters while you're naked?
Yeah,
you sleep on top of the sheets.
I figure no one could see me if they, even if they did, they'd be all, "Oh, that fat lady is over there."
Oh my God!
There's that fat lady.
There's that fat lady
again. I'm always here. I'm
with that
bench.
Dog in between her legs.
That's what boys say. When they've got a drone flying outside your window, they think, "Oh, there's a fat lady. I'll keep looking for." What else?
Were the chicks making
Why are you flying a drone outside anybody's window other than to see the naked lady?
Yeah, that's all right.
Durr.
Were the chicks making it rain on the stage?
Yeah, did they make it rain on them bows?
No.
Those bows.
And I'm unclear about the policy, but you're not supposed to, and I had to announce it, and I was still asking the person, explain it to me again. I don't understand. What?
What's the policy?
Like, you're not supposed to tip them.
Oh.
However, like, you can't, like, throw up money or anything like that. If they do come around to your table or whatever, if you want to, you can hand them some money. But you're not supposed to, like, throw money at them.
You're not supposed to put it in their panties?
No.
That's you're a dumb
rule.
Like, I don't know, whatever. Don't,
yeah.
Don't disparage anything like
no,
that.
No, no.
Yeah, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
I don't get the rule.
I didn't get it either, but there I was saying it. I'm like, what? Anyway, the guys, it was a different experience than I had the first time I went in that they weren't, like, oiled up. There wasn't anything bad about it. It was just so fun. And you can tell the guys dancing, they were having a good time.
Oh, good. Well, that's important.
They were smiling. You can tell when someone's having a good time.
They'd be having more fun, though, if they had, twenties in their underwear.
Yeah. Maybe they get paid that well, you know? I mean, that place was packed.
The belly dancer at Mosaic, this restaurant I go to, lets you put, money in her.
Well,
not that I
they're
have,
probably
but,
paying
you know.
That person $30, a hit there.
Right.
And that's why they have to make all their money off the tips.
Yeah, they definitely put their hips in your face like, hey, look at that little strap right there.
Was there a pole on the stage?
We go to a Moroccan place, too, where they
do that,
for
right?
For sure.
My kid's, mesmerized. Yeah. I'm all, do not. She's looking at this person like, that's what I want to be. I'm like, come on.
That's awesome. I love your dance moves. Oh, my God. Those belly dancers, there's nothing,
sexy.
No, they're totally sexy. That's not, to me, that's a step
That's
above.
An art. To me, that's
it
art.
Is,
oh, so stripping.
But in the restaurant, when you're trying to just, eat your hummus, you're like, hey.
Those boobs are in my face.
I like it. I love that their bodies are never perfect.
Yeah.
Let me dip the hummus in.
I don't know about the chicks at your place, but the ones at my place, not that hot, but still have,
Oh, no.
Some of the best belly dancers
kind of
have
belly.
Because that's what makes it
they
work.
They roll it all around. Yeah. And I'm like, look at that. That's a body that you wouldn't, maybe it doesn't fit like the ideals, societal ideals of what hot is or whatever. And yet there they are rocking. And I'm like, dude, I think I might be hotter than her if I could dance like that.
Oh, don't knock your dancing. It's special.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
By special, what do you mean?
White girl special.
Leave it
I got
that,
it. Use that. Let me have a good day. Go ahead, Homer.
So was there a guy that was particularly handsome? Oh. Anyone caught your eye?
They were all their bodies were just to die for.
But not oiled, huh?
No.
What were they wearing, Speedos and thongs or what?
Did they strip? Thongy type, or they'd put their little chonies down and you'd see some hip. But, they were stripping down to...
Man hip?
So they came...
The rain gutters?
Yeah, rain gutters.
I picture them as, Crocodile Dundees. Just a bunch of them come out on the stage, and then, first thing that goes is the hat.
I picture, Magic Mike, were they?
Yeah, was it Magic Mike?
But so they're stripping. They come fully dressed, and then they're taking it off little
by
little.
What were some of the songs? You remember any of the songs?
No.
What?
Trying to pay attention.
The songs that they dance to.
I'm saying I can't believe she can't remember any of them.
No.
You don't?
No.
Did anybody have the tearaway pants where they just come
out? Yeah, they did that. There was some of that going on.
So did you leave there all worked up or not?
No. But I was there. Listen, I had two of my gay friends with me.
Bodyguards.
And then
were they boys or girls?
Is one of them named Caleb?
Guys.
Boys.
No, there was Chris and Kevin sitting next to me. And then Mary, the sales chick. And then Krista, the sales manager, was there.
Wow.
And then who's
Team Alice? Out,
I know.
Huh?
Team Alice. There was
every female employee from the building.
I wonder why they wanted to go.
So it was just a really good time. And that's
all right.
And that's really, that's all we're getting.
Yeah. I guess something happened.
No, nothing happened.
How'd you get there?
We took a Lyft driver.
Oh.
All right.
And then on the
Krista
way back.
Lives in your complex.
Krista does live in my complex.
But you guys didn't ride together?
No. Well, she wants to stay, but I just quit. I'm like, all right, see ya.
Bye. I got to go to bed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
A lot of listeners?
Yes.
Oh, good.
A lot. So thank you for showing up, out.
And that was at Cobb's?
Yeah.
How was that big enough?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't really picture it happening there, but
right.
I keep picturing it at Bimbo's, but that doesn't.
Well, it's right next to Bimbo's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to the bar across the street, that international.
Oh,
place.
Yeah, the international. Yeah. When did you have time for that? Before?
Well, I got here so early. I was paranoid about being late.
Right.
So we get here an hour and a half early. I'm like, ugh. All right, let's go.
Let's get
have some
this
drinks.
Party started.
Were you buzzed at all when you hit that stage?
That's a good time.
Don't buy me drinks. I was there last night, and I'll see you again later.
10:05, I'll be there.
Why am I yelling? You're all gone.
There's come back, drinks. Oh, there you are.
Echo.
Oh. Good time, John.
Nice. Good work, everybody.
Is it time for a song?
It is time for a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy it's Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.